The city of Pittsburgh is budgeted this year to spend $613 million on operating and capital expenses, about $15 million of that on paving projects. 90.5 WESA's Mark Newtbar reports, despite representing just 2.5% of the budget, it is some of the most sought-after money in the city.
On a recent Tuesday morning, trucks filled with asphalt are feeding the black steaming material into a paving machine creeping along Saline Street in Hazelwood. Klaus Libertus has lived there for 2 years and says before the paving crew arrived, the street was, in his words, bumpy.
It was vibrating. It had its benefits. If you had kids in the back, you wanted to get to sleep, that would help. I mean, they used to say that the patches had patches.
Libertus says longtime residents tell him the street had not been paved in 30 years. That probably would not surprise Pittsburgh Public Works Director Mike Gable.
I mean, if you go for 20 years of paving less than 45 miles a year, and you got a 900 miles of asphalt streets, that pretty much tells you in 20 years your system's failed. Every one of your streets are going to be in bad shape.
In 2016, nearly 8,000 paving requests and pothole complaints came into Pittsburgh's 311 center. This year, the city expects to pave between 50 and 60 miles of city streets. But with demand outstripping supply, how does the city decide which streets get paved? Councilwoman Teresa Kale Smith says her office takes at least a call a week asking for a specific street to be paved.
Your heart is always wanting to help more. That's what we do. You know, we want to help more people. So when you have to say no to someone, it's just gut-wrenching.
Kale Smith sends all of the requests directly to Gable's office. In the past, those requests might have been ignored or they might have been moved to the top of the list, depending on the political clout associated with it.
I tried not to actually get involved too much in the asphalt because it was always a losing proposition.
That's Jim Furlow. He spent 15 years in city council before becoming a state senator in 2003.
I would never BS people because, you know, I would make it clear, look, I will pass along to Public Works. I always tell people, look, I have no, especially me, because I was usually always at odds with whatever the respective mayor was. So, you know, I was unlikely to get any patronage, to be quite honest with you.
Furlow says when Mayor Richard Caligiuri was in a tough re-election battle 1 year, he paved miles and miles of streets with a thin, nearly worthless coat of asphalt that was intended to look good long enough to get the votes he needed to stay in office. And it worked. When current Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto was a city councilman with mayoral aspirations, he tried to point out the arbitrary nature of the paving program by suggesting that he would place a bobblehead doll on his car's dashboard and drive every street. The streets where the head bobbed up the most would top the list. Public Works Director Jim Gable says after Peduto was elected, he installed a more data-driven system of paving with the help of a company called Cartograph and its high-tech equipment.
They rode every street segment in the city of Pittsburgh and gave us an assessment of those streets. And we have been able to use that data to compile the program for 2017. Actually, we created a two-year program.
The plan is to update that data every 3 years. Gable says other factors go into choosing the streets, such as 311 calls, observations from public works supervisors, and, of course, input from council members.
We like the input from city council. I mean, it's their constituents that are calling them and, you know, looking for the streets to be resurfaced. We like to spread around, like, make sure everybody gets a little piece of the pie.
Utility work also impacts which streets get paved. Jim Furlow says in the past, there was no coordination between the city and the utility companies. It was not unusual for the city to pave a street only to have it dug up a few weeks later by a utility doing routine line repair. By law, utilities must repair and repave streets they disturb, but they only have to fix the portion of the street they dig up. So Gable started to meet regularly with utilities about their planned maintenance work. Then he drew up a plan to share the burden.
For example, the utility company wanted to do 20 streets, entrenching them. And so what we worked out is they trenched 20 streets, but we got them to pave 12 curb to curb, and we did the other 8 curb to curb.
Gable says he was able to add about 8 miles to this year's paving program through the coordinated effort. But even that's not enough. Gable says to catch up with the backlog, he needs to be paving about 100 miles a year, compared to this year's roughly 60 miles. He says he gets notes occasionally from people thanking him for paving their side street. He says he hopes they enjoy it because it might never happen again in their lifetime. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.